Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. We've got Justin Lewis joining us today from KISS Futures, offering some analysis on our market picture for you on this leap year day, February number 29. We're back with Justin in just a moment.
It's the 2016 bull sale from Blackjack Farms, March 5th at noon at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. This year's sale guests include Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms, and will include some 85 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, including 18-month-old bulls and yearling bulls, semen-tested and fully guaranteed. For more information and a sale catalog, contact MCS Auction at 405-641-6081 or go online at www.mcsauction.com. That's www.mcsauction.com.
Grain futures closed lower today for the corn and lower for soybeans, while slightly higher on the wheat futures. Corn closed down 0.75 cents on this first notice day on the March corn, 353 3/4. Other markets on back were a little bit lower, down 2 in May, 2 in July. Soybeans down 0.75 cents in March, 854 1/4. That's 2 cents off the lows. November beans on out there for this new crop, 874 1/4, down 1 3/4. Then wheat futures higher in Kansas City and Chicago. Kansas City closed up in March, up 2.5 cents at 445, 3 off the lows. July, Kansas City, 465.5, up a penny. March, Chicago, up 1.5 at 444 3/4. July was unchanged at 459.5. So overall, strong markets there. This afternoon, they'll release the monthly crop progress and condition report for select states. It won't be for everybody, but just selected states. It's expected that the wheat crop at this point in Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas is looking pretty good, partially because of the early planting and the good weather we've had over the last couple of weeks. Hedge funds, of course, still short across the board, 525 million bushels of wheat, short 800 million bushels of corn, and short 175 million bushels of soybeans. Today's the last day for the crop insurance base prices, which goes off the December corn in the month of February. The average price for February this year was $3.86. Last year, it was $4.15. The average bean price, November bean price in the month of February was $8.85, or last year it was $9.73. So corn and bean insurance base prices are quite a bit lower than where they were last year at this time. Exports today expected 275 to 400 for wheat. It was 371, so in the middle of the range. Corn was 737,000, expecting 650 to 800. And beans as well in the range at 1.05, expecting 1 to 1.5 million metric tons. So across the board, we were within expectations on the exports. Today, we also had a really big move in cotton. Cotton was down over 200 points at one time. The idea that cotton acres will go up with corn and beans coming down, it has really weighed on the price of cotton. That December 16 went as low as 54.19 cents. It closed at 56.35, so it did rebound some, but cotton is feeling the pressure with the expected additional acres planted.
And Justin, if folks want to talk with you there at KISS Futures about these markets, how do they get a hold of you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.
Market analysis from Justin Lewis out of KISS Futures. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.